In this video, we'll examine a development technique called AJAX, or Asynchronous JavaScript in XML. AJAX has become really popular for building web applications that are very dynamic and interactive. With the introduction of the ASP.NET AJAX library, ASP.NET developers can easily integrate this technique into their existing and new web applications. What we'll do in this video is explore the business value of integrating AJAX into your web applications. Certainly, one aspect of business value is building applications that users and customers enjoy using. What we'll do in this video is concentrate on the business value of AJAX from a performance and scalability perspective instead. We'll get started by looking at a traditional ASP.NET web application first. What we're looking at is a shopping cart that belongs to an e-commerce site. In this case, this e-commerce site is selling clothing. For each item of clothing, we can select a style, and the page will update to show us what that style looks like on the model. You notice as we select a style, the entire page updates itself. This is a traditional ASP.NET application, so we're doing a post back to the server. The server responds by rendering the entire page back with the updated image. Now let's contrast this approach by implementing the same page. This time we'll incorporate ASP.NET AJAX. When we look at the design of our shopping cart page, what's obvious is that when a new style is selected, the only thing that needs to be updated on this page is the model of the image. The rest of the page can remain unchanged. What we'll do with ASP.NET AJAX is just target this image to be updated. This type of targeted refresh or partial refresh is done with the update panel. The update panel is really the fundamental control in the ASP.NET AJAX library. What we'll do is we'll use the update panel to wrap our model image, and we'll say to update this model image when a new style is selected. That's done with the async postback trigger element. Now let's give our new AJAX-enabled shopping cart a try. With this new shopping cart, when we select a style, the effects of AJAX become very obvious. Notice that there's no full page refresh. Only the image is being updated. Now that's a much more pleasant, much more smooth user experience. Remember, the point of this video is to explore the business benefit from a performance and scalability standpoint. What we'll do to inspect our ASP.NET AJAX and traditional ASP.NET application is use the Fiddler tool that comes from the Internet Explorer team. We'll see details about this tool in a minute, but the first thing that we need to do is deploy our desktop web project onto our local IIS. The Fiddler tool that comes from the Internet Explorer team can only work with the full version of IIS, not the desktop web server. So we'll do that deployment by doing a copy website. The Fiddler tool is able to capture HTTP traffic in a very detailed manner between our Internet Explorer client and our IIS web server. So what we'll do is we'll use both our shopping carts again. First, we'll use the traditional ASP.NET implementation, and we'll cycle through a scenario browsing a number of different styles, and we can see that Fiddler has recorded each of those HTTP transactions. Now let's do the exact same thing again. This time, we'll use our AJAX-enabled implementation. And we'll run through the same scenario again. This time, when we look in Fiddler, we can see that we've captured our AJAX transactions as well. Now you can kind of see where we'll go in this video by looking at the length of each request. If you look at the body length of our shopping cart, our traditional ASP.NET implementation, you can see it's about 14K. Now if you look at the shopping cart underscore AJAX requests, or the AJAX enabled version of our shopping cart, you can see that the body is just under 2K. And the big difference in the size of the data that we're transmitting is because in our traditional ASP.NET implementation, we're sending back the whole page. In our AJAX implementation, we're only sending back the image of the model. And it looks like the image of our model is just under 2K. What we'll do now is we'll explore how this difference in data transmission size really affects our performance and really affects our scalability. We could probably deduce that, you know, sending less data is better than sending more data, but we'll use Visual Studio Team Edition for software testers to verify that. One of the great things about the Fiddler tool is that we can take the sessions that we recorded and emit a test that Visual Studio Team Edition for software testers understands. Now let's go back to our Visual Studio and we'll add that web test that we created from Fiddler into our project. And we can see each of the requests that we have. Since we want to do a comparison between our AJAX and non-AJAX approach, we'll use transactions to categorize our web testing. First, we'll create a transaction that delineates all the requests that belong to our implementation that did not use AJAX. Then we'll create a transaction that categorizes all of the requests that belong to our AJAX implementation. These transactions will help us categorize our timing data when we use. Now let's add our web test to a load test that we've already created. What we'll do with this load test is see if we can't verify the performance benefits that we think we'll see with our AJAX implementation. So we'll start up our load test, and as our load test runs, we'll add a few performance counters to the chart just to monitor that load test in real time. As our load test finishes up, let's switch over to a table view and look at our transaction data. Now, if you look at the timing data between the transactions, the difference between the AJAX approach and the non-AJAX approach becomes really, really evident. If you look at the transaction time, the AJAX approach is almost 11 times less. If you look at the 95th percentile, the AJAX approach is much, much better than our non-AJAX approach. The big difference here is that with our AJAX, our ASP.NET AJAX approach, we're only sending a very, very small amount of data. So that is much less work for our servers to process. It only has to send about 2K down to the client. Whereas with our non-ASP.NET AJAX approach, this is the traditional ASP.NET approach, we have to send back that entire page, so about 14K worth of data. So just much harder work on the server to send back. So the little bit of work incorporating, you know, the update panel to do the partial page refresh, you can really change the performance and scalability characteristics of your application. And we can see that improve here using the Visual Studio Team Edition for software testers, load and web testing capabilities. Thank you very much.